paragraph Yud Zayin, Nimtza, we see therefore, She Yisrael heim bebechinas lamala miazman, vo'akum heim bebechinas tachas azman, that the Jews are above the concept of time, the other nations are below that concept, below are within time. V'al kein, and therefore, ze hager, shebo lehizgayer, a convert, who is coming to convert, lotzeis mizu amasakum, to leave the tumah of these other nations, v'lichnois bigdushas Yisrael, and to enter into the holiness of the Jewish people, yefsher lahachnisoi bigdushasenu, we cannot introduce him into our holiness unless we take him from Zman to Lamala Meazman. Sheshom Shoirish Kedusas Yisrael, because that's the source of the holiness of the Jewish people, from Lamala Meazman. Shezehu Bechinas Moshiach. We learned earlier, this is the concept of Moshiach, Shehu Klal Kedushas Yisrael. He is a composite of all the holiness and all the goodness of the entire Jewish people, Shehu Lamala Miyazman. And Moshiach is above the concept of time. We find that the Torah tells us, Bechinas, Ani Hayoim Yiledeticho. Hashem says to Moshiach, I have given birth to you today. Moshiach never ages. Every day he's being born anew. Kemuvur heitev b'hatoyra hanal, as is explained very clearly in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. V'ze b'chinas ger shenizgayer kikoton shenoy ladomi. Now we understand why the Gemara tells us that when a 34-year-old convert converts, their status is like a newborn baby, kikoton shenoilad, like a newborn. Ki kol kedushosoi mebchinas kedushas Moshiach, shehu lamala miyazman. Because when this person converts and they're plugging into the kedusha, they're plugging into Moshiach, they're plugging into lamala miyazman. Shenemar boy, about Moshiach, it says, Ani hayoyim yiledeticho, exactly what it says about the convert. You, it's like you're being born today. The Torah says the same thing about Moshiach. V'ato mekusher haposuk she'achrov bekesher niflo. Rav Nosnos says, based on this explanation, take a look now at the next posuk. Right after that posuk, Ani hayom yiledeticha, and tell him, take a look at what it says in the next posuk, and the unbelievable connection. Hainu haposuk, the posuk which says, she'al mimeni, Hashem says, ask of me, Ve'etno goyim nachalosecho, and I will make the other nations your inheritance. Shenemar achar ani hayom ledeticha. Those words are written right after it says, I have given birth to you today. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, al yedei bechinas ani hayom ledeticha, by the person entering into this position of being born today, meaning shubchinas lamal miyazman, I'm above time. I can wipe the slate clean. All my 34 years, just suddenly zap, I erase them. It's as if I didn't live yet. I'm starting over. By achieving that, through that, Hashem says, ask of me, and I will make these other nations your inheritance, meaning, Shekol hagoyim yoshuvu eilecho lenachlo. All the other nations will return to you. They'll come to join in your nachalo. Hainu, bechinas geirim sheizgairu. This refers to converts. Sheizgairu v'yoshuvu tachas yad Moshiach v'Yisrael. This refers to the converts who will convert and come under the wing of Moshiach and the Jewish people. Ki ikar kedushas hagerim, while they bechinas lamala miyazman. Because the main holiness of the convert is based on this realization that holiness, the Jewish people, Hashem, the Torah, are above the concept of time. Shehu bechinas ani ayem yiledeticha kanal. Veze bechinas tshuva. And this is also the whole concept of repentance. Ki gam habal tshuva hu bebechinas ger shetzorech lotzeis mizu amosoi lachzer l'shoresh kedushosoi shukedushes Yisrael. Because a bal tshuva also is a person who has fallen into this tuma and has to get out of it, extricate themselves from that, and return to their roots of holiness, which is the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. רק שהבעל תשובה בוודאי מעלוסי גבויה הרבה מהגר, מחמשו על כל פונה מזרי ישראל. However, a בעל תשובה has an advantage over the convert, but based on the fact that he was born from Jewish parents, that gives them a certain advantage. ואיך אפשר להפוך לסכן כל אלו היומים והזמנים שפוגם בהם כל כך כל אחד כפי אבינויסו? So the question is, how is it possible to change, to convert, and to correct all of those days and years and everything that the person messed up with all their sins before they did tshuva, before they converted? ומכל שכן גר שהיה עד היינו עקום לגמרי, and how much more so a convert who up until today was a non-Jew completely, איך אפשר להפוך לקדושת ישראל? How is it possible to make that person in, to bring that person into the holiness of Judaism? אבל באמס, רב נוסנו says, the truth is, the fact is, כל הבעלי תשובה, all the בעלי תשובה, מכל שכן גרים, and especially the converts, how much more so the converts, אי אפשר לחזור להכניסם בקדושת ישראל כי אם על ידי בחינה נעל. It is impossible to help a person do tshuva or to help a non-Jew convert without this concept, the concept of Moshiach, שהוא בחינס למעלה מהזמן, this concept of going above time, ששום נזבטל כל הזמן שעובר לגמרי. There we're able to push a button and zap all that time that went by, all those years till now, abracadabra, they're gone. We erase them. Venase ke'ilu hayoim noilat mamish. And it becomes as if the person is born today, as it says about Mashiach. Bechinas ani hayoim yiladeticho shenemar al Mashiach. That's the way the Torah describes Mashiach. The ultimate Jew, Mashiach, is described as ani hayoim yiladeticho. The bal tshuva and the ger are described exactly the same way. Kikoton shenoy ladomi. That's what he is. V'chein nemar zeh ha-mikro al kol habo l'iskadish b'kdushis Yisrael. That posik ani hayem yiladaticha is also talking about any Jew at any point in their life who makes a decision, I want to start. I want to start being a better Jew. I want to start being a real Jew, etc. That pasuk ani ayem ledaticha applies to them, kama shekosuv besforim, as is brought in the Sforim Hakdoshim, shebiyoyim shehotam nase bar mitzvah, nemar boy ani ayem ledaticha. That on the day that a person is bar mitzvah, meaning when they decide to take upon themselves the obligations of Torah and mitzvahs, that's when this pasuk gets activated. You're being born today, brand new. V'chein kol mi shebo lihitor l'skadesh. And so to any Jew who decides at any point in time that they want to purify themselves, they want to become holy, same thing. Ki ze ikar ha-kedusha, v'ze ikar ha-koyach, v'ha-hischaskus, v'ha-tikvo, loshuv mikol ha-zuamois, v'atumois, v'apgomim, shenofel bem kol echot, kefine filosoi, v'loshuv l'ashem yisborach. Because this is the essence of Yiddishkeit. This is the main power and hope and encouragement that gives us the ability to extricate ourselves, to get out of all the filth and tumah and sins that we've fallen into, each and every one of us, based on where we've fallen, and to return to Hashem. Ki ikar hatikva al yidei b'chinas lamala miyazman. The main hope, the only thing that can give us hope and encouragement is this concept, al yidei b'chinas lamala miyazman. This concept that in Judaism, in religion, in Hashem, there is this concept of above time. Shemasigim hatzadikim, which the true tzadikim are the ones who understand this fully. Shehem bechinas Moshiach, especially those tzadikim who are in the category of Moshiach, the top tzadikim. Kasher hivanti mipiv hakodesh, Rav Nosson Zal says, as I understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words, Sheomar somuch lehistalkusoi, Rabbeinu Zal said this shortly before he passed away, Shehu hoylech ato rak im ze hamaymar hanal shegil al posuk ani ayom ledeticha shubachin eslamal miyazman. Rabbeinu Zal said that right now I'm only involved in this Torah, this Torah of Ani Hayom Ledaticha. That's my whole being right now is focusing on that chapter in Likutei Moran, Ani Hayom Ledaticha. Ve'yefsher levayer inyan zeh b'chsav klal. Rav Nosson Zal says, I can't describe this to you. I can't explain this to you in writing. Rak ma shevanti ani medvorov. Who Shomar Zois, Lenin Mashu Oisik, Biegiois, Gedoilois, Kolkach, Lekarev Nefoshois, Rabois, Lashem Yisborach. What I understood from Rabbi Nassal's words is that he's trying so hard now, he's trying his hardest to bring thousands, to bring many, many souls back to Hashem, Va'adayan Loyolsa Biodoi Kiritsoinoi, and he hasn't yet achieved the success that he wants to do, that he wants to have. V'hamachloikis, v'hamanias, begashmias, v'ruchnias, mezgabrim u'mespashtim o'id mo'id, beklolias u'beprotias, al kolach v'yechod. And the obstacles, and the machloikis, the conflict, the hisnat, the opposition, on a physical level and on a spiritual level, is so strong against everything he's doing and against every single detail, each and every individual person. Asher koshal koyach hasabol, to the point where he feels helpless in a sense. V'rabim nichshelu v'noflo aydei zeh. And many, many have fallen as a result of the great power of the Sitra Achra. All the opposing forces, the opposition, caused many hundreds possibly of Rabbeinu Zal students and possibly thousands of potential students from falling away or not coming close because the opposition was so powerful at the time. And regarding this, Rabbeinu Zal said, "Shehu mechay atzmoi beinyan zeh shel ani hayom yiladaticha," that he fortifies himself. That what's keeping him going? This pasuk, "Ani hayom yiladaticha," I am born today. I'm being born new today. Haynu, Shashem Yisborach yazrenu ledaleg al hakol, that Hashem is going to help him to skip over everything. V'soif kol soif yizgal ha'emes, and in the end, the truth will be revealed. V'kulonu noshel Hashem yizborach be'emes, and all of us will return to Hashem properly. V'chol hayomim harishonim yiplu, and all the earlier days when we misbehaved, when we weren't the way we were supposed to, all of those days will fall away. Ki kol hazman yizbatel, because time will be eliminated. V'yuchlal hakoil bebechinas lemala mezman, everything will be folded into and plugged into above time. V'shom yistakein hakoil, and there everything can be corrected. Everything will be corrected.